Parshas Emor. The Torah Akdoisha Parshas Emor teaches us the mitzvah, which is very pertinent, very nogea. This time, the pasuk Usfartim Lochem Imochos Hashavos. Yoim Aviyachas Eim Atnufo Sheva Shabosois Primois Tigeno Ad Imachos HaShavis HaShviyas Tisbruch HaShim Chamishim Yoim Yikravtem Mincho Chadosh Al Hashem. You should count from after the Shabbos, Darash L'Chazal Yontif Yoim Aviyachas Eim Atnufo, from the day we've been Eim Atnufo Sheva Shabosois to Mimois Tiyana, 7 complete weeks until Mimochras HaShabbos HaShviyas, the Sunday, they have the Shabbos HaShviyas, 49 days, Tisbruch HaMishim Yoyim V'Kravtim Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. You shall offer Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. The Shaila is, obviously, what exactly is the mitzvah svira that the Torah gave us? A very interesting mitzvah. I was thinking today a little bit on exactly. What's the nekuda of the mitzvah svira? It's a very interesting mitzvah. Start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, well, you know, we know there's 10 easy steps, but I'm like, so what's the exact nekuda? But the Baruch Hashem wants you to count the days. Torah should say there's a korban now and there's a korban then. What's the Torah emphasized the end of the counting. Secondly, we find that. Very interesting. Torah emphasizes Sfaratim Lochem Imochos HaShabbos. What's the in Lochem? Count for yourself Lochem. Imochos HaShabbos. Sfaratim, the Torah says Lochem. The Rabban already talks Lekatim Lochem. The Gemara Darshan, Lekol Echo Ve'echo. Here, according to some Shitas, you can't be Yotzi Sphere on your own. According to some Shitas, according to Yishonim Lerm Pshat. You can't be Yotzi Sphere through somebody else. You have to make your own Sphere as if you're Lakicha Levad. What's the story of the Sfarat Mokhan? Thirdly, we see that the mitzvah is based on a very interesting thing. Sfarat Mokhan Mokhan Hashem Yoyim HaViyachem Es Oyma HaTznufa. The day you bring the oima, you start counting. That's what everybody says. La oima, ba oima. I don't know. What are we saying over there? No one knows. Anyway, it doesn't make a difference. So say ba oima, la oima. The only thing I don't know, Rebbe, in that part. You know, everything else I know. Hayom yom sheni. That I know. But ba oima is always tricky. I don't get exactly what they want over there. No, it's the oima period. You don't shave. That's what they say. It has to do with shaving, I think. You know, with shaving. You had to shave Friday. The time Ba'oima has to do with shaving. You know, you shave it down. But the Ma'isa Ba'oima is the carbon of Oima that's brought on the second day of Pesach. We bring the carbon of Oima, Tesdayim B'Nisan. We bring the carbon of Oima, which is Matir, the Chodosh. We're not eating now from the Tvus HaChodosh. But the carbon of Oima is from barley, Rabbi Yisrael. So Oima. Until we bring the Mincha Kadosha and count 49 days, and what do you do? Vikraftim. It doesn't take out 49 days and stop there. Vikraftim Mincha Chadosha Lashem. You should offer up a Mincha Chadosha Lashem. The Mincha Chadosha is made out of the Taka Chaychito, and we Taka for Mincha Rishosha Min HaChodesh. This is Taka the Mincha Chadosha. That's from the Chodesh, or Karbon HaOimah, Zakrash, no, that was from Seorim. This is going to be from Chita, a new offering from Chita. Chomet, the Ofena, Bikurim Hashem. So we see not only that, but the carbon of the Oimer is the carbon of the Omer is brought, the carbon of the Omer is brought, the carbon of the Sfiras Omer is totally with these two carbonas at the ends. It's not just the thing to count. The counting is done in a way that we're counting from one hakrava to another hakrava. We're counting from the carbon hakrava to the carbon ha'oimer. That's ba'oimer or la'oimer. We said what we knew. We said from the oimer. We're counting from the oimer, and we're going towards the mincha chadasha that we offer the shtealech and the mincha chadasha that we offer on Shavuos, on the day of Shavuos. What's the yisoid that the sphere is tied up in this inyan? The next yisoid, it's interesting, the Lashon of the Torah also says, Mincha, the first one, when he's talking about the Chayakar, the Krafte Mincha Chadosh El Hashem. On that day, after the count of 49, it's a Mincha Chadosh El Hashem. What's the yisoid of the Mincha Chadosh El Hashem? What's the emphasis of Mincha Chadosh? This Kama Oifan, we want to say, but the Yisoid HaGadol is to understand the Yisoid of Sfiras HaOmer and its Amkus, what it's all about. To understand what we're doing exactly, the Sfira, even Bizman HaZeh, according to some Rishonim, is not Ma'amash HaDeh, we're not counting towards the Korban, it's not maybe the Raisa. But the Ma'isa, it has the Inyan, the Yisoidos of the Mitzvah, Doraisa, Kein Doraisa. The Torah Akdosh over here is telling us of Yigavaldig Yisoid. The Fian is Daite. The Beforesh already Masbir, the Yisoid of the counting. Now we're counting from this man of the Korban HaOmer, it's born from Se'orim, which is Meichel Be'ema. Se'orim is the food that's given to the animals. And we're counting towards the time that we're going to be Makriv the Mincha Chadasha from Chita to become the human being. Adam sheyesh boy das, the Gemara says in Sukkah, right? Yosef, how do we know a sheyesh das in a person is how much wheat he could eat? The Gemara in Sukkah, if he eats a certain amount of wheat, he has enough das. Das is totally an Adam. An Adam has das. The behemoth has no das. The name is an animal, is animalistic, taivadik, no das. Das, understanding and knowledge, comes, represents, tightens up, who refers to an Adam, Rabbi Zion. An Adam is somebody who has das. An Adam is somebody who understands, who uses his mind properly. That's the tzias of Adam. So the counting is to show that we're heading away from the behemothic person that we have within us. We're heading towards das. We're heading towards to be the smart people, the human race, the human being, that has a thought process, and has an understanding, has a knowledge, knows what to do, what's right and what's wrong. So obviously the counting represents the she'ifa to be the true ben adam, Rabbi said. That's the pashtus. But I once wanted to touch, and we'll go through this part also. You know what a ben das is also, Rabbi said? The Gemara says in Gittin, we had it before, we had it also mentioned in Chagiga Bissel. The Gemara says that what the difference between the Katan and the Gadol is, if you give him a certain object, a tzror, and he throws it away, ego is v'noikloi. The Gemara says, if you give him a certain thing, and he's able to recognize, he's ready to understand, he has knowledge to know, that the thing you're giving him, what do you do with it? Not to waste it, to use it for the right purpose, you give him a tzror or rock, he throws it away. You give him an egois, a nut, and he takes it to himself, and he cracks it open, and he eats the nuts. That's the level of das that the Gemara says, he has enough das for kinyonim, for different dinim, that's for a cotton. So the Gemara, ezu shoyte, even a person who's gadol, ezu shoyte, zeh ma'abed, es mashen noistin moi. He wastes what's given to him. Hama'abed is mashin noistin loy. Zokti chazal is a shoyte. A shoyte is having all dini Torah. Einon b'nei das ninu. They're missing das. Hama'abed is mashin noistin loy. He destroys what he has. You know where the biggest destruction is, Rabbi Yisai? The biggest destruction that people have today, Rabbi Yisrael, you know where it is? Let me read you an Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbi Yisrael. Posh the Aruch HaShulchan in Tzimun Aleph. Tznan ba'ovitz perek dalet Rabbi Yankiv Oymer ha'oylem hazeh doyme leproizdor b'fnei ha'oylem abo. This world is a vegetable. Not a vegetable. A vegetable, according to translation of the art scroll, Pirkei Avos. Corridor. B'fnei ha'olam habo. Haskein atzmecha. The prize door. Prepare yourself. In the prize door. Kadesh etikones. The chocolate. V'zehu ikur godol b'chai ha'ish ha'yisraeli. Leida. She'olam hazeh hu olam ha'maaseh. This is the world of doing, of action, of accomplishment. The olam habo hu olam hagmul. The next world is the world of retribution. Whatever that means. Of schar. V'olam hazeh hu hashar. He calls by olam habo. This is the world to get to the olam habo. V'lochei. Listen carefully, Rabbi Yisrael. Yizoheh. Lebli la'abed hazman b'chinon. Don't waste your time for nothing. Ki hazman hu yokor mikol emtzois. Zman is the most precious, valuable thing that a person has in this world. V'ayoyim sho'ovar lo yachzor oid. Poshut simple vort. The day that passed will never, ever come back again. He lost the yarmulke. Rambi, on a mischeckin' shade, I have to go shopping for a new yarmulke. So it takes me 33 hours to decide. Four and a half, five. With a ribbon, without a ribbon, like this, like that, with a Barbie pin coming along with the Barbie gift. Two yarmulkes and six Barbie pins, free. You know, until I finish with the Barbie pins and the yarmulke, then I'll decide, oh, I don't like this yarmulke, maybe down the block, the store, you know. The mice that we have this hand, they're selling for 13 shekels. This was only for 15. I got a shekel. It took me 2.5 hours, but at least I saved 2 shekels. You know, it's very precious to me, the 2 shekels. Meanwhile, he buys like 80 soda cans a week, but the 2 shekels is very precious for the yarmulke, for 3.5 hours choosing the yarmulke. I was a man American, that was in fun. A guy told me that he couldn't believe it. He was in his shop with Bachrim. Because Ben is man, what else you do Ben is man in the hat shop, you know, he has to be busy in the hat store. 7 hours the guy stood there by the mirror and he still didn't take the hat. He came back the next day. They said they might be getting a new hat all the way somewhere from who knows where. Yugoslavia is coming in. Bob Salino, a new company, something that's just coming out. They just cut it off the rabbit. It's coming in tonight. And the mamish, it's the newest thing of my side. It's better than Tommy Hilfiger, mamish, the hat. So the maestro, so he said, they're going to have it coming in special, in boxes coming in. And he's 7.5 hours, he couldn't take this out because the maestro's box is coming in. So he's coming back tomorrow. Baruch Hashem, it's only 2 days, and his mother's, you know, he gets away from his mother's nagging from cleaning the house anyway, so he might as well spend another 8 hours in the shop. He has man, who yokor, we call him sois, v'ayoyim sho'ovel yachsu oit. Toysim bo basa chofalim. Zog toysis. Unbelievable toysis of Oisai. The Gemara says over there, that if you have certain umnim, the Gemara says that they mess up, you don't have to warn them before, and they automatically get fired. It's called Tov Sela. Certain people, they mess up, they could be very dangerous. We don't have to go into a Moyel, and different people, a Shoichet. So they're Mushav Oime. So is the Gemara. The Gemara declares, the Gemara says, what about a Mikri Dayadiki? A Mikri Dayadiki is a person that teaches children, teaches learning. So the Gemara says on Chaval from the base over there, Mikra Dairik is a Pseid of the Loyhada. It's also a Pseid of the Loyhada. It's a Pseid of the Loyhada. If you have a teacher that makes mistakes, he teaches the wrong way, you could fire him on the spot, you don't have to warn him. He teaches, makes mistakes, he teaches them the wrong thing. Frek the Gemara, Frek Toysvis, Koshlari, the Harava Gufe, Isleila El. There's a machloik is in Chof Alfam and Alfam Bo Baschi. Shabeshto came in the oil. Look, Shabeshto remain on Nafka. If a person taught a mistake as a youngster, does it go out automatically? Does it eventually go out? It doesn't stay in forever. Or it stays in forever. Zot Rava, Rava Shita is, Shabeshto remain on Nafka. Even if a person was taught a mistake when he was younger, his gears to the youngest, it goes out. Eventually it'll go out. He'll forget it, he'll be able to retort it, it won't stay in. So how does Rav say that a person, a Rebbe, that taught him a mistake, fektoisvis, that he's Mushav Oymer, you can fire him on the spot. Lamaiso, he taught a mistake, it's going to go out eventually, you didn't mess him up forever. So toisvis, you have to remember this toisvis, chafafam, amazdir, mikri, daidiki. Zog toisvis, the oisa shah, shemelamid lehem tois, hey mispatlin. That hour that he taught, or that hour that he taught mistake, never coming back. It's a pseudo de loyhoda. You fire him on the spot. So he taught him, it's going to go out eventually. Oh, but it's oyster shaw, should they learn the violence? So, by saying, can Claren and Lum this, a person makes a mistake in his learning, he's trying to learn. It's only when a person that should have been prepared. And he taught the obvious wrong thing, and should have been prepared. A person is learning, and he makes a mistake, trying to understand this wrong passage. On a mail comes schar, comes times of art that he gets schar just for that mail. He don't come out with the right shot. Over here, the Rebbe that should have been prepared. He should have prepared before, and he knew the material. And he taught them the mistake. It was a double poshut, whatever it was. Yom to Gemara, okay, the mistake will go out, oh, but oyso shol yasam, never coming back, never ever coming back again. How long is a person's life already? That's a shoita is ma'abi machin noise and noi. The Bereshim gives us a life full of zman, time. And how much bitter of a zman do we have? We're not talking what a person needs. We're not talking about a person that he needs, the time that he needs off, the time that he needs to relax. We're not talking about the person that never wastes a minute. We're talking about being machshav zman, the zman that we are learning. The zman that we are in Beis Medrash. The zman that we are learning. To use out the entire time to its fullest. Not to mevatel the zman. I wanted to say, b'pashtis, I'll be pashtis ha'inyan. The mitzvah, the pashtis. What's the mitzvah? Because on Yom Shavuos, we know there's going to be a Kabbalah Torah. When Yoiv Chacha Chachma Lachachime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Chachma to those who are smart, says Daniel. The Ibn Shem gives factor of Chaim Velozhin. So how do you get the first Chachma? The first Chachma is the Machshav's man. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you Torah. He wants you to be Machshav this man. Because I'm going to give you the most precious gift. I don't want to go into the waste. I don't want to go into waste. I want to be Isaac, but as much as possible. Tell me about the Gemara Zogdin Baruch Chav Dalit, Tam Chochom, Osir, Leilech, and Mekoymes Hamatun Ovis. But Tam Chochom can't go in the Mekoymes Hamatun Ovis. Why? There's no second without Torah. He's always tracking him. Usvat and Lochem, the mitzvah of Svira. In the pastures of Dover, Tainer is the end of the Machshav's mind. Fire Kabbalah Satoira. Once you have the Torah of Ado, you have to learn Torah. Oh, but if you're not be Machshav his mind, if you use his mind, going to go out for Vatolo. If so much time is to be wasted, what am I giving you the Torah for? Hello, Bittel Torah, Kishem Shishchad, Hamad Torah, Kinei Koilom, Kinei Kol HaMitzvahs, Kach Oynish Bittel Torah, Kinei Kol HaMitzvahs. So says Chazal, how much time a person wastes during the day, during the night, weekends. How much time goes into the garbage. How much of a person's man, of his life. He makes a cheshbon. A push the cheshbon sits down. How much time is actually learning? Well, I got to go back early. You know, already I have to go back early from this man. And this summer's man, then, you know, El's mind, I'm going to come back a little late because I can't get out of camp. It's mitzvah to say the rice is the rabbanon camp. So, sheyesh bakar, sheyem bakar, shemachloik is a paiskim. So, I have to be in camp. I can't, chazal shalom, not all camp is a very good thing, but like I spoke to a Talmud of mine, you know, that the camp, I can only go to camp if I come back 2 weeks into El. I said, so you don't go to camp. What do you mean, you come back 2 weeks now? And you don't have an El's mind. That also they want to take away. And chazal shalom camp is a gemal de bazaar. But there has to be a tzurah. Then a person knows that, okay, but now it's El's mind. That's be there. You know, you have 8 weeks off here, that's 4 weeks off here. You would take the year, but it's 365 days, 354 in the Yiddish calendar. But all the Benaz Manims and the holidays and the Shabbosim and this, how much time you left with actual learning? You come to my whole year, let's stretch out. Now we see the videotape. How much time learning? 8 minutes. With Tzirufim, all the years, it was actually 8 minutes of learning, 8 minutes of accomplishment. Rebbe, what do you think the reason is? I'm not accomplishing so much in yeshiva. I don't think I'm really accomplishing that much. It's hard for me to figure it out. You know, I'm here most of the time. Most of the time I'm here. Most of the time, and most of the time at the yeshiva's here, I'm here most of the time. And most of the time of that time, I'm spending most of the time of the most of the time, most of the time I'm learning. And most of the talk, everything's mold, but all the it gets cut here and cut here until he comes in to say that he does the slow motion, 45 minutes takes him to get from the stairs up here till the base manager. Then he comes up the steps and he has to speak about bottle caps. Same important topic. So he has to talk about different bottle caps, what colors, Sprite changed their signal, You have it on the side of the bottle. Very important discussion. So 3 a.m. last night, they were discussing which cap do you like better, which cap do I like better. They capped it off at about 3. But anyway, Lamaisa, so you have to all the important things, and then Lamaisa until he gets to these measures, and then, and then start to learn through Stein, Shein, Arba. Oh, Arba. Oh, isn't that a boat? Yeah, oh, what about that cruise? It was a boat. Hahu Arba, that's a boat. Yeah, you talk about Bas. Yeah, oh, the boat. And then 2 hours later, he's past the cruise. He's in Italy, somewhere swinging from a tree in Italy. Because if he's discussing his Benaz Manim trip already. That was the morning state of Hashem. Hours and hours and hours of Bittul of Hashem. Bittul's man, the worst thing a person can have. We're not, again, the person, we're not a person. The person should make a cheshbon. The word is not make a cheshbon. Okay, this was not to take a cheshbon of how much time I could add. Halavai, halavai, a person will be machshav of this man. and when he has small storm to learn, when he has extra time, if he could do it, Rabbi Yisrael. I know people that finished Gantz, Mishnayis, Gantz, we used to have a member, Torah, used to give a shiur in the morning for 15 minutes, just 15 minutes. I finished Rosh Hashanah Mishnah with Bachrum, Kamat. It's a Rosh Hashanah Mishnah, and people that learn, Balabatim, I know, that have storm at red lights. They have a Mishnah Brewer on top of the thing, on top of their dashboard. I don't want to say what other people have, but they have a Mishnah Brewer there, and they open it up. You know, there's a red light for 2 minutes, and people have gone through thousands of simonim of Mishnah Brewer. What does this guy tell you? He knows the car manual about Pat. He can fix the exhaust pipe if it ever breaks down, if it ever falls off. He knows how to fix an exhaust pipe. Come on, Shlomi, crank it up. Baruch Hashem, we have a handy exhaust pipe fixer. Baruch Hashem. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, a guy who knows Gantz Mishnah Brewer, he knows about Loch. Oh, you're not about Loch? I thought you know. You know, Gia, when do you finish Mishnah Brewer? I do it at red lights, in summer ben azmanim, at the pool. I was chazing mishnayis, so I had a drama camp. Gavaldi, go to camp, enjoy, play basketball, do it. But a story, and actually have a seder before davening, get up, make a seder, chaperayda boysa. There's so much time out there. We once said over, a Gavaldi Gavoy, many years ago, I heard this word, I heard from Israeli in a car going, it's such a gewaltig word, Rabbi Yisai. It's such a gewaltig word. First, we always said over that Yaakov Kamenetsky used to speak about the Cheshivas, and the famous Meiser goes that when his son Rabbi Yomim came by mitzvah, so he called him into his room. He didn't have so much money. Then he was a rav in Europe. Lita, and he called him in. He said, I want to give you the most valuable gift that a father could give his son. The most valuable gift of his son. So he was waiting for who knows what. His father was a short man. He got it on the top of the closet. His farm track. He took down a box. In the box was a watch. It was the most valuable gift that a child had to have, was a watch. I think the most valuable gift today is an alarm clock. But not for the watch, but anyway, he gave him a watch. He said, this is the most valuable gift that I'm able to give you. A person understands that what a watch is about, the Holy Soul, the watch, the march of the tide. That's what he was teaching his son. But the Maestro of Boisai, it's a Murray de Gazach. It's a Murray de Gazach. The Gedolim that we had, and we still have, became Gedolim. The godless was for the Cheshivas of Zman. All throughout the history, it doesn't go by osmosis, Rabbi Yisrael. Even the biggest Baal Kishroinus, even the biggest Baal Kishroinus, the mice, the godless, they became by Machshav of Zman. By using out different stuffs at different times to finish to learn other halakim of Torah, even what's not learned, the Bein HaZman, the Bein HaZdorim, and again, each one has to ask the Das Torah. Avol HaMaisa, the people who weren't even the biggest Baal Kishroinus in learning, but the fact that Ma'as Midim, Hasmodes HaTorah, the time that they come to learn was used out. And they used to learn not only by smother of amount of hours, but also in the hours itself. It was a 60-minute hour. It's a whole different ball game, everybody said. When you learn 2 hours and it's a 60-minute hour, it's 2 60-minute hours, and you're learning 4 hours, and it's cut off, crying. A smother that is poil. A smother that makes an effect on a person. Is when it's consistent, straight. Chaim Shmulevitz gives the marshal for a person heating up an egg. And he starts to heat it up and it gets almost a boiling point. And then he takes it off the fire. So and then he puts it back again, it cools off, he puts it back again. Also, in the amount of time that the egg was heated, it should have been burnt egg. And it's still not cooked. Because just when it's getting to the boiling point, it was a hefsek. The Chashvetz went on to Masbid, that's the Yisod of Rabbi Kiva, of his 24 straight years of learning. 12 and 12 years, he had a break in between, but he didn't go back home, he didn't come back into the house. He heard his wife say, let him learn another 12 years, and he went straight back, because 12 and 12 doesn't equal 24. The Shlemus of the Asmoda. The Shlemus of the Asmoda. The Shlemus of the Asmoda, Rabbi said. The watch, we once said over the watch. The watch also is Muram is on this Yisoid. He said over a good vault. I don't know who said it, could be in a Reader's Digest, but whatever it was. You see the different halakim of the watch, Rabbi Sai. The smaller hand is for the hour, the bigger hand is for the minutes, and the bigger hand is for the seconds. But the bigger you are, the more you machshiv. Because you understand, as we said before, das is understanding the chashivas of kol davar. And the greatest chashivas that there is in the world, the greatest chashivas, is the chashivas from zman. Is the chashivas from using the zman out. Of making many hours of time available for learning with us. The Gemara, the Gezach, there was a year of Avram Yankov Weiner, he was the Mekorov of the Emunim of the Chazon Ish. And he asked the Chazon Ish to ma'oidit him in Indian of Asmod, everybody knows the Chazon Ish, his Asmod was Loyum Ki Yisupa. The Chazon Ish, the Chazon Ish who wrote this in his it was written about in the Perador, the Chazon Ish wrote Chazak Chazak b'Torah va'azov no avas habatolo v'sis anik b'deshin ha'Torah. The avas habatolo is a certain love of batolo, Rabbi Yisai. It's nimsha. You get into the batolo, a good shmuz session. You get into it and you go hours and hours and hours. How about Torah of that? You know, sometimes Torah you get into it. Okay, half hour. Wow, I really learned good today. Half hour straight. You know, check it up on the. My, we're on the pedestal. It's talking Gavaldi Gazar. Half hour straight today to focus in this generation is Gavaldi. Over the Maisa, schmoozing and talking about one topic and any other thing for hours. And it comes like he enjoys it. He enjoys coming back to the dorm, has his daily schedule. 10:30, I come back after Maariv Halavai, and I come back to the dorm, and I go up to the dorm, and that then starts the schmoozing session. The schmoozing, we ever stayed in schmoozing. Mamish a 4.5 hour seder shmuzing straight on batola. The mouth starts to get dry. Bring some water. You can make sure to have water bottles. He had just bought a 6-pack of May Aiden just to his mouth just gets so dry because he shmuzes straight on batola. What do you mean? I don't believe it. It's unbelievable. I just was diagnosed yesterday with ADHLLC, new disease concentration level. And 4.5 hours straight in the batola session. 4.5 hours schmoozing. Hours and hours. It's like a lo yumiki super. And then he has to take a shower. I forgot about the shower. He didn't even realize he's taking a shower. The Chazon Ish is a certain avas of batola, but he likes to schmooze, likes to, you know. But the Chazon Ish was known for his asmada tzumah. He learned with asmada tzumah. Mamish ad soif shal kol ha-kurchas he would learn. Everybody knows the story. They once found the Chazon Ish sleeping on his bed with his head by his pillow, with his feet by his pillow. Here's what happened to him. He didn't even notice, but I learned all my koichos and I got to the bed and I realized I had more koichos. I went learning more until I had no koichos and I just fell. I happened to fall this way on my head this way. Chazon Ish once we had this year in Asmodus, and the Chazon Ish said, I'll tell you an uvda. Rabbi Yoel Sirkish. The Helikabach had a murdered son-in-law. His name was the Taz. So then the Tanoim, before the Chasana, they made a Tanoim. Conditions before the Chasana. So he's maftir him a tafshul bosher b'chol yoin. Part of the conditions of the marriage was the Bach was going to supply enough mood they could have a tafshul bosher b'chol yoin. L'maisa, after many years, the Bach became his monetary matzah became weaker, lessened. And Mela, his daughter, she had to now cook lungs instead of real basa. So the Taz brought the Bach to a din Torah. He brought his father-in-law to a din Torah because of this. So the Beis Din Paskin that Reyes, lungs are also considered basa. It's also meat. And Taka, he doesn't have to. He's mekayim his avtocha. So they came and asked the Taz, what's hex? You bring your father to a din Torah. That's when you bring your father to a din Torah. So the Taz, when he first eating the reyos, the Maisa, he became weak. It was harder for him to learn. Some of his learning became shter. Even a few minutes of his learning at the beginning, he couldn't learn begin as well. He couldn't learn as well. So Zok the Taz, I was worried that there would be a kitchug in Shemayim on my family. I love my faith, I don't know. But I was worried to be a kitchug in Shemayim. Because for that small time that there was a achlosha, a weakness in the learning, there's going to be a din Torah in Shemayim, a tain on the Bach. You remember Kaim Yavtov Meil, there was a weekend learning of the Taz, even for a few minutes. But if Bezin down here paskins, we know that Lord of Shemayim, if Bezin down here paskins, that has a din of Basa, there's a Meila, there's no tain on the Bach, he was Mekayim Yavtov. If he wasn't Mekayim Yavtov, he was going to be a kitchen, but he was Mekayim Yavtov. So I want to have a psak din in Shemayim, down here, at the rest of the din of Basa, the Meila, there'll be no tain of the Bach. Oh, but what's the kitchuk in Shemayim? What is that? A few seconds. We're not holding by Adam. We're not holding by Shaim Ben Shlita, who one asked one of his Talmidim who's going back to America to bring him ivory soap. So the guy said, I mean, what, maybe it's a part of this better, but you know, what about dial? So Yeshiva said, no, I want Dafka ivory soap. You could dial the daf, but I want ivory soap. So the Maizei, so the Talmud is, okay, Rebbe, I understand. He came back, he went out, he brought him the ivory soap. Rebbe, I hope you don't mind, I ask you the question about, you know, what's happening with the ivory dial, I don't know, all the other names you could tell me, whatever it is. I in the closets of guys, 17 soaps, all different flavors and colors. It was probably 2.5 hours in the supermarket figuring out what soaps you need, what shampoo, color coordinate shampoos in the closet. But anyway, boy, what's an afghamina? So the Rishiva, ivory lathers up quicker. I don't know if I said you have to check it out. But ivory lathers up quicker. When it gets soapy quicker, listen, what's an afghamina? Afghamina is a few seconds, it's extra seconds. The other guys, get out of the shower already. It's almost Nate. You know, he went in there at 11:30 at night. I don't know what he's doing. Who knows what he's doing. He must have that old bar of soap that doesn't lather up at all. But he's 45 minutes to an hour in the shower. I don't know. You know, he sang all the different lullabies that he knows. Frank Sinatra, whatever he sang over there. He sang it. The whole dorm knows the mamish every song from who knows who. And there he is, 45 minutes, Rabbi Sad. What's he doing there? I don't know, Rabbi Sad. For 45 minutes. But if I said hours and hours, I'm not saying a person needs to relax. You know, they're not talking about it. We're talking about just time wasted. You know, he goes into goes into the part of the spread, the Beis Akise with 400 newspapers. 3 hours later, he comes out. You know what went on in there? I don't know. He wanted to show them so much smart. I wish they could give me some of that smart, the extra smart. There used to be an expression. People like to kill. Let's kill time. I say, kill time. I say, let's kill time. Today they strangle the time. Let's just kill it. But let's just kill time. Let's kill it. You know what that is? Time is life. Every second that we're alive, that's another opportunity. And this doesn't mean that we should go crazy. But it means that we should value time. I say, Limnois Yomeinu Zotav Demelach Einoida V'Novi Levavchoch. Limnois Yomeinu, count the days. V'Novi Levav Chochma. That's how you get to Chochma. Thus is the Be'emes the Shabbos. Fata Mocha. You want to be Zeicha to Matan Torah. You want to be Zeicha to Kodesh Baruch Hu on Yom Matan Torah. when the Shlakar says you're going to be died, going to give out how much Torah you should have, Tachona Rabbeisai, Usfaratim Lochem. You have to appreciate Zman. The value is Zman. You're going to value Zman, I'll give you Torah. You're not going to value Zman, so when I give you the Torah, it's going to turn into Bittul Torah. And Bittul Torah is the worst Einish that Shaykh. Vita is not the Medrash in Advar, Vita Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'll call Harayis. Call Averis. Gimel Harayis. Gimel Averis. Gimel Harayis. Gimel Harayis. Gimel Harayis. Gimel Vita. Dr. Medrash. Avaloi Vita. 2 years is our Bittul Torah. Omar Sashal Torah. B'chol Yoy Miyoy. Bas Kol Yoy Tez Me'achoy Rey. V'oy Malem. Oy Lem. The Briya is Me'alboy Nashal Torah. Votes the Briya is from the Elboy of Torah. The Busha of Torah. That a person has in front of him. And I'm not saying you need to shmooze, ma'atzicha, learns the goyim, and then because you have to sometimes let it out. You learn a shvei shugya, ma'as negoyim, shtayachin arba, shvei shugya, you got to take a little break, a shmooza, whatever it is. Oh, but a boy say, ma'as ha'shal Torah. To sit for hours in front of the Gemara, ma'as ha'shal Torah. El boyin ha'shal Torah. When Chofetz Chaim gesagt, kol oy v'avoy, all the tzoris, called Oy Vavoy. Oy Lam the Briyas stands for the Oy Vavoy, all the tzoros that we have, the deaths and the machlas and all these things called Oy Vavoy. Who may Albayna Shal Taira? It's from the Elbine, the Busha from Taira. That a guy could sit by a television set for 4.5 hours watching the stupid bowl. For 4.5 hours, you have to get every commercial, Rebbe, not just the day. You know, I want to bring my Mishnayas. No, I gotta get it every commercial. I gotta see the beer commercial also to know which beer to drink this year at Onik Shabbos. Because they have it in the Super Bowl, so in the stomach's Onik Shabbos. And then 4.5 hours again. A guy needs a break, but hours and hours, hundreds of hours. Guys tell me they have to make a chonis for that day. It's like a whole chonis. You have to start in the morning, and you have to watch every stupid bowl that was from the history of the world. You have to see what happened in 1957. And you have to, mamish, hours and hours preparing and declaring back and forth who's going to win, arguing like for 2 hours with all the, you know, all the analysts. What do you say? What do you say? What do you say? What do you say? And then they're arguing. They sit there. The guy told me he rents out. They rent out a whole room. Hundreds of yidden come together. Obviously, there has to be food served coming in. Chinese. Sushi, also they have all the different types of sushis, 20 different wraps, and the Amish, 8 to 10 hours, the boy said, they're wrapped up in it. I'm not saying you want to watch a game, Gavaldi, you need a break, go watch a football game. 100% you want to watch a baseball game, but a football game, go watch, you want to watch, go to 100%. 8.5 hours? 10 hours straight? It's lo yu'umin. It's quite insane. A guy, so much time. Hundreds of hours. For what? A bein hazmanim, boy said, we're going to give him zman early. Bein hazmanim. A guy goes back, he has 6 weeks, 8 weeks. Now some people, Baruch Hashem, have gvaldik abochim, Tveres Chaim abochim, gvaldik abochim, they have seder now, they were back 6 weeks. But some people told me, they didn't see the Gemara in 6 weeks. They forgot what a Gemara looks like. 6 weeks they didn't open a Gemara. Is that crazy? I'm not talking, okay, you had to clean for Pesach, you helped your mother for 37 minutes. You went out and bought the chrein. After 7 times she asked you, you were Baal Chesed, keep it over aim, to buy the chrein. But 7.5 hours, well, we won't say, but no, 6.5 weeks, no, they didn't open a Gemara. Didn't open the door. I didn't learn a word, Rebbe. I didn't learn a word. Not even a chetzi milah. So what did you do for 6 weeks? Or is it how much time was wasted? What? How to catch up on this, to catch up on that. Yeah, well, if you did this and did that for hundreds of hours, and you look back, and what is it? For what? For hevel. He gets caught up in hevel. He says, "V'imei chayim uksan v'giyah adam v'imei azikna roya shakol heavy." Look back. Where did the life go? Where did my time go? Hundreds and hundreds of hours, years, days, Shabbosim. Where is it now? What do I have from it? Zero. And that's what the regret sets in. You're young. You're youth who have the ability. The sphere. Count the days. Realize the value of every day. Hayoim, whatever it is. Esrim v'teish. Teish tishav esrim yoim. Hayoim shavos hayoim. Another day, another day. What did I accomplish? Realize that what's available for us is free. Time is free to accomplish what we want, and now we have the time. But Hashem give us the koichas, the understanding, the true understanding, the das, to value as man. Limno shemena kein hoi hoi da vishu zircha da chlav chvav chokhma. We zircha to the koich of shvues, of matan teira. The Yibayishim Yom Chochm L'Chachimin. The Chochm is to realize the value of his man. The Zohar HaKadosh Baruch will fill us up, this Shavuos, with myriadic amounts of Torah. The Zohar to be a source of Nachas to Gantz Klal Yisrael, to Yibayishim Ba'atzvah.